Second Corinthians chapter 4. So I'm going to have to give a short sermon tonight as I sit down and rest a while and then get back up. So anybody object to a short sermon, we can do it. Second Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse number 1. Paul here writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor having the word of God secretly, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Lord, we thank you this evening for all the blessings of life that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you tonight, Lord, for these that have braved this weather tonight to come and hear your word and to sing at your praises. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, for the forgiveness of sins that we find through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you tonight, Lord, that you might bless in this service. You might tonight be the preeminent one here, that we might lift up thy name. And Father, tonight we might have the unction of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us now of our sins and our shortcomings. And give us what we need in this hour. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. The boy and his mother were going to the supermarket, and before they got out of the car, she said, "Now I'm going to tell you one time, I don't want to hear anything about chocolate chip cookies." He said, "Yes, ma'am." She gets in, and they get in to put him up in the buggy, and lo and behold, sure enough, she has to go up the cookie aisle. And he said, "Can I have some chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "I told you, no chocolate chip cookies." They go on to the supermarket, and she forgot something and had to go back down the cookie aisle. Sure enough, he says, "Mama, I want some chocolate chip cookies." And she said, "You ain't getting chocolate chip cookies." So he head out, and they get nearer to the checkout line, and he figures this is his last chance. And he jumps up in the buggy as loud as he can holler, and he said, "In Jesus' name, I want some chocolate chip cookies." All the people begin to applaud, and when he left there, he had 23 packs of chocolate cookies. Tonight, everybody loves cookies, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. I may say we don't, but we really do. If you don't believe it, look at me. We all love cookies. You know, really, I got to thinking about this. This is the time of year we make a lot of homemade cookies. And sometimes I eat those homemade cookies off of a piece of tin foil. I eat them off of a skillet, just whatever I can find them on. And it really wouldn't make any difference what they put them in tonight, as long as they're cookies. Because you see, the container really doesn't matter, does it? What matters is what's on the inside. And Paul here is talking about the gospel. He's been speaking to the church at Corinth and defending his apostleship, and talking to them about the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and how that he was God's servant, and he came not to preach himself, but he came to preach Christ Jesus the Lord. You know, this evening, as we come to this time of the year, as we approach this particular season, and we see all of the lights that are adorned in our yards and on our trees and on our homes tonight, and we see all of the Christmas festivities going on. We see the presents that are wrapped, and we see all of the commercials on television inviting us to buy specific products for those that we love. And sometimes, to be honest with you, it's always amazing to me, It's not what's in the box, it's the box. You ever notice that? You buy a kid a toy, in a few minutes he's playing with a box. Amen. Y'all seen that, haven't you? I guess one of the funniest pictures, and we lost it in a tornado, was when my oldest son got something for Christmas, and he got in the box a little bit later on that day and had a mixing bowl on his head and was driving his race car. But you know tonight, the real part of Christmas, the box doesn't matter. Because the real part of Christmas tonight is Jesus.
Amen.
Right. Paul said we have this treasure. The treasure of Christmas is Jesus tonight. That's the greatest gift that's ever been given.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And Paul said God gave that gift to the world. And then he placed that treasure within us that we might share it with the world. Just Friday, was it Friday? I hope I'm a little bit confused about a couple of days here, but Friday when they had the shooting in the school, was it in Connecticut? I get confused about something, please forgive me, but for all of those children and people lost their lives. What a horrible tragedy. What a grief-stricken Christmas some of those people are going to have tonight. And you think tonight about losing a child to a violent rampage of some madman. How horrible that would have to be this evening. How terrible and how much grief is going on in the hearts of those people tonight. I received a text today and a voicemail asking all the people of Smithville Schools, and I guess it's probably Monroe County too, wear the colors of that school tomorrow to show our support for those of that school. And that's wonderful. That's good. But I want to ask you a question tonight. If I lived in that vicinity, if I lived in that town, if I pastored a church in that town, what could I tell those parents tonight? What could I tell those spouses tonight? I mean, how could we ever tell them anything? Well, the only thing I could tell them tonight, Jesus came at Christmas. And because Jesus came at Christmas, and because God gave that wonderful gift of Jesus to them, there is a resurrection. There is a hope. There is that glorious time when there will be a reunion again of those tonight that have died.
Amen.
Paul said that we sorrow not as others who have no hope. I'm glad tonight at Christmas time we have a message of hope to give to the world.
Amen.
That's right.
We've got some cookies to share tonight with those around us tonight. I like to go into places and they say, you want a cookie?
Don't tell my wife, will you?
But I'm glad tonight when people come, I can tell them there's hope. I've got a cookie for you. I've got something that'll sweeten life. I've got something that'll help you in the days ahead. I've got a message of hope tonight. And that message tonight is Jesus. That's what Paul is saying to these people. That's what you and I have a message tonight that we can give, a message of hope. And Paul is saying tonight, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And he said the reason tonight is hid because the God of this world has blinded them. I think sometimes we spend a little bit too much time, and I hope this doesn't come out wrong, but we worry too much about intrusion into Christian lives. And we worry too much about, can we do this, and why do they take away this? When in reality, the answer to the problem tonight lies in what Paul is saying, that many people tonight are blinded to the gospel. But Paul said it's our job tonight to shine unto them tonight. We're to be the light that God tonight uses to spread the gospel. Tonight, as we hope this Christmas season, and we see all of the gaily packages, and we think of all the festivities, and we see everything that's going on in our world tonight. I want you to think of the treasure God has brought to us in Jesus Christ. He forgave us of our sins tonight. He gave us eternal life. Jesus said, I give them life, and gave it more abundantly.
Amen.
The psalmist said, He redeemeth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He redeemeth my life. You see, Jesus not only saved our soul, but He saved our life.
Right.
Think about your life tonight, and think about my life. Dr. G. Frank Norris was for many years the pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, and when he went back to his hometown several years after he had left, and he was going there to preach a revival. And one afternoon they were driving, and a man was taking him through and showing him all the changes that had been made in the town where he grew up. And they passed a man sitting on a curbstone, and they could tell from his dress and the way that he was acting, he was a drunken bum. He had fallen into hard times. And he was there in the gutter. A little while later, the man looked over and Dr. Norris was crying. And he said, Dr. Norris, what's the problem? He said, that man we just passed, I finished high school with him. He said he was voted the most likely to succeed in our senior class. And he said, there but for the grace of God that I be tonight. Now you think about that. He tonight redeemed our life. That's the treasure that God gave to us on Christmas. Now we have that treasure within us that we can go out and be the light that shines into this world tonight, and we can be the light that shines into the darkness. We can be that tonight that helps those that are blinded to the gospel see the truth tonight. That's what God wants us to do this time of the year. That's what God wants us to do every time, every season of the year, every day of the year. But I want you to think especially tonight that when Jesus came, He came to be the light of the world. And then He said, you're the light of the world. That's what He told us, wasn't it? We're the salt of the earth and the light of the earth. Right, we have this treasure, and we're to light up this world tonight. But He came not only to light, but He came to love. We're to love this world. Sometimes there's some people tonight that it's hard to love. And the other day, and on my school bus, and thought to myself, now this is one kid I find hard to love. But you know, we have to love. Jesus said, love you.
Right.
He said, pray for them that persecute you. And I look around this world tonight, and I see the enemies, and Paul talked about in the book of Philippians, the adversaries. He said, don't be terrified of the adversary. I think sometimes we're so terrified of them, we don't really realize tonight that what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love. You know, if you're loving somebody, it's hard for them to hate you back. I'll tell you again, I'll tell you a good example. When I was a little boy, we didn't have alternative schools and all that kind of stuff. My grandma and grandpa were the alternative schools. On top of that, my grandma practiced cruel and unusual punishment. My granddaddy would whoop you with a plow line or a cotton stalk, but he just grabbed up something and whooped you. She made you go get your own switch. She'd make me go get a switch when I'd done something. But you know something I found out real quick? If I got back to her and I handed her that switch and I went to hugging her up and said, Big Mama, I love you, I won't do it again. She couldn't hit me very hard because I had her hugged up there. She couldn't get that big old stride. It's hard to hit somebody hard when they're loving on you. You think about that tonight. Don't be terrified of the adversaries. We're to love them tonight. I
be surprised how much good we'd do tonight in this world if we would start loving people. Give them a little cookie along the way, you know? We'd be the light that shines into the world of darkness. We'd be the love tonight that goes out to reaches out and touches people and gets their heart tonight. Jesus said that he was the life. We live in a world of dead men tonight, dead people. The man's lost. Jesus said he's dead for his passion and sin. And the only life that they can ever have is in Jesus Christ. What the greatest gift of all, isn't it, tonight?
Amen.
Eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Right.
And Paul said that we have a treasure. It's in earthen vessels. The vessel doesn't really matter. It's what's in the vessel. Somebody said, what? Me serve the Lord? I can't do anything. The vessel doesn't matter tonight. It's all about what's inside. You get Christmas presents this year, and I love to watch them when they open the Christmas presents. You know. It's amazing to watch how different people do things different. Some will very carefully cut the paper, fold it up, and take the box open. But brother, I got a couple of grandsons. When they get a box, I want to tell you what. We getting that sucker open. We tearing it apart. They don't care what the box looks like, what the bow looks like, what kind of paper it's wrapped up in. All they want what's inside that box. We want to make people want to tear the box open to get what's inside tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Paul said, hey, we got a treasure. We got a cookie. We got something we can give this world tonight. Because God sent that gift so long ago tonight. Amen. We can share it with the world tonight that needs it. Right, let us go forth this Christmas season and let us share with this world the wonderful message of light and of love and of life tonight that Jesus brought. And as Paul spoke here to this church, and he said that all I know to do is preach Christ Jesus. Because people are lost because the God of this world has blinded them. But I want them to see the light of Christ. When you see the lights of Christmas, think tonight we need to be the light of the world to show them Jesus.
Right.
Greet you, Barbara. Come, just stand with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we're together. We ask you, might take this very short, very simple sermon tonight and use it for the honor and glory of Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. For everything that you do, we praise you and thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.